Hi there, Lodge. Thank you for holding, sir. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service to answer any questions you have and also to apply a very reduced rate for your well-established business. I'm happy. Well, it's actually, you've got the best of both worlds. You've got the experience, you know, in the industry. Your company, though, is actually brand new, so you qualify for a new business rate, which is actually the lowest rate that we offer to the public. A happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Thank you. I'm working, but I'm it's good.
Okay. Well, you know, yeah. I'll be very respectful of your time. As Tara might have mentioned, we are looking for just one company for this particular category. We do not put our clients in competition with each other. Now, we do offer our services month to month, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map or that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page, right?
Yeah, definitely, yes.
Of course. I mean, that's where we all go as consumers when we don't know who to call. And that's the real power of this particular listing. Your business itself is officially quite new. People will not need to know the name of your company, though, to see you as a top option to be able to pick up the phone and call you directly. Of course, you know, for many of us, for a lot of the services that we need, we don't know who to call, and nobody bothers to call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. No one uses the Yellow Pages anymore. We just Google it. We jump on a smartphone, hop
exactly.
on a computer, type in a couple of keywords. So your potential customers will be typing in excavation contractor near me. They might be typing in demolition, grading, resloping, trench work, whatever they might be typing in. Your business will pop up. Now, I know that there's no website for your company currently. Do you have photos, though, of some of the work that you've been doing, like before and after photos, that kind of thing?
I don't. I just ripped the front wall out of a basement. I got some
okay.
pictures from that.
Okay.
But it's not finished right now. They're bricking it in.
Gotcha.
And they're bricking it in. And they put the first two layers in yesterday.
Okay.
And then, you know, they had to let it dry complete so they can stack the wall. You know what I mean?
Got it. Got it.
So,
you know, our job is not just to list you on the first page. It is, of course, to give the people who see you there the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. And because your business is so new, not only do you qualify for reduced pricing for the service itself, I actually want to include that website for you at no additional cost. Actually build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Of course, that would mean that we can use any photos that you have now, and then as we send you jobs, you can take more photos, we can add those photos to your website, and there would never be any additional costs for that. Now, of course, it is not just Google. You'll be verified and recognized by both Google and Bing as an active business in the local area. More importantly, you'll have all the content that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. The search engine looks for relevant content, and the companies that are on the first page are not there because they've been doing it the longest, because they have the biggest company, or do the best job in town. They're just there because they've got more content online relating to that search than their competitors have. Google looks at almost 70 different destinations and directories, known to the public and unknown. They're all equally important. So we'll create that content, everything from a fully optimized Facebook page for your business, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, to the dozens and dozens of other directories that are not as well known to the public, but they're all equally weighted, equally important. All of them, of course, talking about your specific services and your service area. That way, when someone within that service area does those keyword searches, your company's going to pop up on that first page. Now, are you doing both residential and commercial, or did you want to focus more on one versus the other?
Well, commercial, I mean, my machine, it's a mid-size machine,
gotcha.
But it's brand new. I bought a brand new machine because I didn't want to buy nobody else's at it.
Sure.
So,
yeah, I hear that.
So I have a 5-ton dump because it's under the CDL limit. So,
okay.
But it can carry weight. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then I also have a 10-foot dump trailer.
You do?
As
okay.
Well.
Okay. Good.
So, yeah. So I mean, I have two dumps and I have one excavator.
Okay.
And you know, so And like I said, if I need to bring somebody in for help, I know somebody that would, but I would hire them in
as needed.
You know, as needed, right. But,
right.
I mean, they're on standby at the company my buddy owns.
Okay.
And that I would just, you know what I mean? He owns a concrete company.
Oh, okay.
So,
I hear you.
Yeah, so if I need somebody to come in and I would sub them, you know, I would subcontract it
from
my end of the job to them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're going
to
love
it.
Yeah, so the reason that I ask is what we do is very targeted marketing. So we can focus on getting you the right types of jobs, getting your business out there in the right areas. We can even target specific zip codes, subdivisions, even where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. What you're going to love is the calls come directly to you. So you can even cherry pick a bit. You know, you can pick and choose the job that's going to be most profitable for you, whether it's the job closer to home, the bigger job you can get done quickly, move on to the next one, or, you know, smaller job. No matter how many jobs you do, big or small, residential or commercial, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's the same flat rate. Now, you do qualify for reduced pricing, and that new business rate will stay with you as long as you choose to stay with us. So it's a promotional rate, but it's not an introductory rate. It will never go up. It's a fixed flat rate. It's actually, you know, kind of more of an assistance program, if you will, for younger businesses. Although the service is offered month to month, we know that our clients do stay with it long term because it's profitable to be on that first page where people are looking. So I want to make this as affordable for you as I can. Like I said, I want to include that website for you, and I'll also reduce the cost of the service by just a little bit over 50%. And of course, that would save you exactly $300 a month. It would bring the rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $299. I know you're willing to travel outside of Cleveland. This is going to include a paid ad component to get you found not just in Cleveland, but throughout the surrounding community, Brunswick, etc. Now, since it is a flat rate month to month and with that website included, I'm sure that's something that you would want for your business, that first page placement and those phone calls, right?
It is, but I'm not like, with me just buying everything, I'm not really,
Got it. So budget's a concern for you. And Tara put in the notes here that you just started with the Angie's or the Home Advisor too. And I know that can be an expensive service. I mean, of course, they'll charge you, depending on what they think the size of the job is. Of course, you pay per lead and you'll pay more for what looks on paper to be a bigger job. Now, I'm not saying you have to stop using Home Advisor. It is a well-made lead service, although when you pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not, for a new small company, those lead fees can add up pretty quickly. What I would say to you, though, the listing in Cleveland is what we're filling. So we can do a local-only campaign. You know, it's not going to get you, you know, Brunswick or 30 miles away, but what it would be able to do is get your phone ringing from people right there in your own backyard. I mean, Cleveland, plenty of people need your services. This is the time of the year when people are getting these services done. And it is a lot more affordable at $149 a month. You know, again, like I said, it's going to be for maybe 15, 20 miles, not, you know, the 30 or 35 miles that you'd be willing to travel normally. But it's a great way to start. It's a lot more budget friendly. If you still need work after that, we can always talk about adding that ad component back in. But the website's still included. Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, voice-activated searches, any device that accesses the Internet, laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC. It is, like I said, just going to be a little bit closer to home for you as far as the service area goes, but it's also half the price at $149. Like I said, the website would still be included. Would that be something that might be a little bit more in your budget at this point?
Hang on one second. A friend of mine that's kind of involved in the business with me is right here too. So she just got here, but
oh good.
Yeah, I'm just gonna enlighten her real quick. That
sure.
The Angie's List is you gotta pay every lead, no matter if you get
the job.
Yeah, it's a flat rate. And he said they'll put me on the front page. Everything. I mean, they'll get me a website. They'll get everything. But how, I mean, is there, to start it up, what is it to start it up? It's $299, and then every month it's $299?
Well, if you're doing the local campaign, just Cleveland, like I said, that would be without paid Facebook ads. That's $149 a month. And that might get you enough work, being that, you know, it's kind of just you, although you've got people on standby. The $299 includes paid Facebook ads. That would get your Brunswick, Medina, et cetera. But local, you're looking at $149 month to month. There is just a one-time setup fee of $99, but I'd be happy to cut that in half, just a $50 setup fee. It'd be $199 to get started. Every month after that, it drops down to $149. That rate would never go up unless you decided to expand your service area, add ads later on.
And I'll still be on the front page of Google, though?
You will, though. Yeah, it's just going to be for Cleveland. Like I said, Tara put in the notes, you know, you'll travel 30, maybe 35 miles to the neighboring towns and communities. The local map on Google is as local as Google can make it. So, you know, when you're 30 miles away, people doing that same search would be more likely to find one of your competitors there. Unless we did have that paid ad component. But I want to make it affordable for you. To be honest, though, I mean, $299 with paid ads to get you your entire service area, I mean, one job's going to offset not just that extra $150, but the entire month of $299 and then some. The return on investment, that's always the most important part of the equation, but being that you're young, being that you are paying for leads, although you can, once your phone is ringing, scale back on those leads and save the money there. But you know the needs of your business better than I do. Like I said, the local campaign would be for Cleveland only, not the neighboring cities. It's $149 a month for that, but it is still the first page of Google. It's just for Cleveland, Google and Bing, and that local map. We can expand that coverage, like I said, with paid Facebook ads. That would be $299, but we can always add the Facebook ads later on.
All right, you know what? I'm going to do the $299.
Okay. I mean, it's a good way to go because it gets you everywhere you want to be, right? And
right,
one extra
right.
job,
I'll
one extra job is going to offset the cost. Perfect. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I recommend that if it's in the budget. You can, it kind of jumpstarts your campaign and gets everything going, and then you can scale back. The service, like I said, is, I mean, it's month to month. So you can stop at any time. You can pause it, too, if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation or if you want to put just the ad component on hold and then drop it back to the local only.
All right, well, what would be the number that – okay, I understand all that. What would be the number that I would call it a pause at or tell them, you know,
yeah,
to say I got too much work or I don't want anymore?
Yeah, I can give you that number now if you like. You'll also get it by email. But it is 877-635-6225. Again, 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. You can speak with a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern. You can also email the support team 24/7. Of course, if you email, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now you will receive all of that information as well in a confirmation email in just a few minutes here. And then I know it's Russell's Excavating, and that's with the apostrophe S at the end.
No apostrophe.
Russell's Excavating. And
01.
Russell's Excavating 01.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. So that's for the email. And then Lodge, the last name is Russell, right? Or Russell?
Russ.
Okay.
No, it's Russell.
Russell. And in the name of the business, I know, of course, in an email, you cannot have any punctuation. There's no apostrophes and things like that. But as far as the branding of the business goes, is it Russell apostrophe S, Russell's Excavating?
No, we just put Russell's.
Okay.
Oh, It's Russell Excavating, but the email is Russell's Excavating.
Gotcha. Is the phone number that we're speaking in not only the best number for us to call to reach you guys regarding the account, is it the business number and the number that you would want your customers to call?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And it is a smartphone, right? You can receive text messages on that number?
Oh, yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, like I said, most of the time people are just going to give you a call. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Residential or light commercial clients will call directly most of the time. There will, though, be a contact form on the website so people can tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you, so you'll know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, as far as the email address goes, it is basically the business name, so not only will it be attached to that contact form, it will also be listed physically on the website for people to see. The one thing that I did want to ask about, and I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, the company is service-based, only goes out to the customer, there's no brick-and-mortar showroom, not even an office where people come to see you. There's no physical address we would need to promote for the business online, right?
Correct.
Okay. Because I did see on the Angie's profile, 2178 West 103rd. Is that a residence?
Yeah, no, that's not. That's just where I keep the equipment at.
Gotcha. Do you receive your mail there?
No, I guess for the business I could.
You could. As long as you can receive a piece of mail there. I mean, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, even if it's, you know, a shop or a yard where you keep your equipment, or even if it were a small office where you did your paperwork.
Right. Now, that ain't going to be public, though, is it?
Correct. That's exactly what I was going to say. Since customers do not come to you, Google does not want to list a physical street address. They would not want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most of the time. But the reason that I ask if you actually can receive your mail there is Google does want to know that businesses in the local map are indeed local businesses. They prefer the U.S. Postal Service, and they do not verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes. Those can be rented by someone out of town. But as long as you can receive your mail there, and it really is just one piece of mail, looks like a piece of paper folded over lengthwise, it's got tear-off edges on it and nothing much to it inside but a five-digit PIN and directions on how to verify your listing yourself. But what we would prefer is that once you receive that, just give us a call or text us that five-digit PIN. We'll verify it on our end. We will, of course, set up that Google listing with you as the owner and with us just having managerial access so we can attach photos, the website, and all the additional content. So that address will not be shown online. But since it is right there in Cleveland, the heart of your service area, that's where we'll PIN verify you as long as you can receive mail there.
Okay, so now, all right, let me ask you this. Since we got to wait on that 10, I'd rather not give my information out on my banking right now either until we receive the PIN. Can we just do it all then?
Unfortunately, we can't even request that that PIN card be sent until we get everything started on our end. What I'll do for you, though, since we're waiting on the Postal Service, although we're not waiting specifically on that, we're going to start right away to build out your website. In fact, we'll get you through to a client interview technician. That's where we get the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, etc., what's unique about your business. And if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. That can even be later on today if you've got the time. It's going to take us about 3 or 4 business days to build out your website. We start creating all of those directories right away. So even as we're waiting for that PIN card and for you to be verified, and the ads are not contingent upon you being verified. That's just for the local listing and the local map or pack section. So we're going to get those ads up and running as well. But I understand your concern. What I'll do here is I'll give you a six-week first month. And instead of having the recurring payment on the 15th of the month, We'll go ahead and we'll make it the 29th moving forward, if that's fair for you. So you'll get a 6-week first month. That way kind of make up a little extra cushion for the mail process there to get that out through the Postal Service. Okay?
Okay.
So,
that sounds good.
Okay. So, You know, like I said, I'll schedule that follow-up call with our technician. And again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that. The other thing that I need to do, and it is required of us as a Google Premier partner, is to read the voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know it is a fixed flat rate, that we're reducing both the subscription cost as well as the setup fee, that we are including the website for you, and that, as I just mentioned, we'll be pushing out future billing by 2 weeks. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
That is fair. So you're going to the setup fee, you're waiving that. Is that what
you said? What I said is I would cut that setup fee basically down to $50 instead of what would have been $299. I'm going to take the setup fee down to just a one-time setup fee of $50. The $599, which is the normal cost of the package that includes the ads, that's going to be just $299. So you'd be $349 for the first month. That includes the setup fee, the website, the entire first month, and then every month after that it drops down to the $299.
Okay.
Okay. And like I said, all of that will be part of the voice verification. Do feel free to stop me, though, if you have any questions once I get that recording started. Okay? Okay, give me just a second here to get that set up. Okay. So, Mr. Russell, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Russell Excavating.
Okay, and that's exactly how I have that. And then, Lodge, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Lodge Russell, owner.
Okay. And then, Lodge, as the owner of Russell's Excavating, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company, right?
Yes.
Of course.
And I'm as well the operator, too, the owner and operator.
So the owner and operator. Now, the woman that I was speaking with before, did you want her as an authorized point of contact as well, meaning if we can't reach you, we can speak with her, or she can call us regarding your account on your behalf?
No.
Okay. So it's just going to be you. You make all the decisions for your business in this case as the owner and operator of the company, right? You're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Lodge, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
I am.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are able to contact you directly, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Lodge. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. It's always a bit of a concern for me when I call one of my clients. I'm calling the business number, mind you, and it goes to voicemail, or worse still, it goes to mailbox full or mailbox not set up. I mean, it's frustrating for me, not because I have to call them back. I mean, of course I will. They're my client. But I also know that if I were a potential customer trying to call and hire them, I would be more likely to call somebody else than I would be to try and call back. So, you know, as long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we are already aware of the Angie leads. There is no direct conflict there. A lot of my clients, though, that have a lead-based service, whether it's the one that you've got, Network, Thumbtack, any of the others, most of my clients are happy to scale back on those leads once we get their phone ringing, and you can certainly do that as well. Now, the reason that we ask, and of course, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. And the reason that we ask is that we will make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. And, of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. So, like I said, we're not saying you can't hire someone else. We're just saying if you do, we ask that you at least let us know. That's fair, right?
Okay, so basically, you guys don't get any leads. You guys, it's just like Google if someone
correct.
Needs.
Correct. Whether it's on Google or Bing, we are not selling you leads. We are just creating the content for people to find you on their own and call you directly when they're in your service area and looking for any of the keywords or search phrases for any of the services that you provide. So there's no third party involved. People that are going to call you, living, breathing human beings who need your services, will pick up the phone and call you directly. You're not getting a lead. You're not paying for the same lead that your competitors are paying for. You're not in that bidding war. By the time someone decides to call you, they're calling you directly. They're calling you specifically. They will be calling you after seeing the website that we create, so they'll know that you do exactly what they want to have done. At that point, they're really hoping you answer the phone, that you're available to do the job, and they're already thinking, for the most part, if your price is fair, they do want to hire you for your services. Okay. Now, with all of the reductions in the costs, again, reducing both the subscription costs, reducing the one-time setup fee, with the website included at no additional cost, and like I said, I'll actually give you that extra 2 weeks on that front end of the first month. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 15th of July, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $349.00. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 29th of the month. So the next payment won't be scheduled until August 29th, and then on the 29th moving forward. Of course, it is the further reduced rate at that point of just $299. The setup fee, of course, only attaches to the first month. Now, it is offered on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, no contract. You can stop at any time, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. You can even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Lodge all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Russell, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Lodge, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment, sir, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you?
A Visa.
And is it your name on that card, the business name, or both?
No, it's my name.
Is there any middle initial on that card or just first and last?
No, actually, my real name is Elijah, but I go by Lodge. That's my nickname.
So is it Elijah on the card?
Yes, it's spelled different. It's E-L-I-G-E. But I'd rather keep Lodge on the rest of the stuff, the website and all that. Please.
Yes, of course. So I'll make sure, and I do, I'll have that. E-L-G-E or E-L?
No, E-E. It's a lot. Well, no, you're talking about my the name that's on the card.
On the card, correct. Yeah, Elijah.
Yeah, E-L-I-G-E.
Yeah, E-L-I-G-E. Okay. But I've got it in the notes here. You prefer to go by Lodge, although everything will be in writing with Elijah, since that's the name on the card. Everything on our end, as far as us contacting you and requesting to speak with you, will be Lodge. On the website, it's going to be Lodge, Russell, and everything like that. So I've got that in the notes as well.
Okay.
And then you did say, Lodge, that that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Let me give one second. Okay, it's 4802.
Yes, sir.
0981.
Okay.
568803401.
And then the expiration month and year?
It's 11/26.
11/26, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
460.
You said 460 on the back? Okay.
Yeah.
And then I've got 11 or November of 2026 for the expiration date. And then Lodge, was the card itself 4802-0981-5680-3401?
4802-0981-5680-3401.
Perfect, and that's how we have that. Does that bill at the 2178 West 103rd or a different address?
No, it does.
It does bill there? Okay. So in the next minute or so, you're going to receive that confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
No, she put it in her phone, and I got it, so, and then you're going to email it, so I'm good.
Yeah, you will receive that email in the next minute or so here. You can, though, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m., like I said, to 7 p.m. I think I already did, in fact, before, give you that information. Like I said, you can email 24/7, and they'll follow up with you within that following business day. Now, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Lodge, that's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. You may, in fact, even receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, please do let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We try to schedule our client interviews as quickly as possible, which is why towards the end of the day and the end of the week, as we are currently, it looks like we are booked out for the rest of today. So we'd be looking towards Monday. At that point, though, it's pretty wide open. Anything available between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., looks like there's at least one spot available. Did you want something earlier in the day on Monday, middle of the day, towards the end? It's of course, like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer as long as you can carry on a conversation.
Yeah, no, I'll be working Monday morning, so probably Monday evening or afternoon.
So we've got 4, 5, and 6 o'clock. There's also 6. A 2 o'clock, if that's better.
6.
6? Okay. We'll schedule it from 5 o'clock until 6 o'clock. The call itself would probably get to you just a few minutes after. You said 6 o'clock, right? 6.
Yes.
yeah, I think I just said 5 to 6. But it'll be scheduled from 6 until 7, and the call will get to you a few minutes after 6, get you off the phone pretty close to 6:30. You do not need to be in front of a computer, like I said, for that call, just kind of the basic questions that I mentioned earlier, a couple of others. You'll receive a reminder email at 5, an hour prior to that scheduled call, and in just about a minute here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite to your email address. That calendar invite really is more for your record. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out to you by now?
I'm looking. Hang on 1 second. I just got a text message from you.
Okay. So the text would go right where the email would open up if you click where it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Of course, it's got the invoice at the bottom of that email. But if you're looking at the right text, and I hope the system did not yet send the welcome text, but it should say Local Splash Terms of Experience with the services that we'll be providing, starting with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
I was accepting the terms.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you scroll down, I mean, obviously it's talking about the services that we'll provide, Google Business Profile Optimization. We'll mirror the content on Bing as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories. The landing page is the website that we'll create for you. Again, we're including that at no additional cost. I don't really want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down to the very bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. There's a small box above that line that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in that longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we do want you to either copy and paste or type in your name as it appears. So Elijah Russell, it is case sensitive, and it does need to have appropriate spacing. So if you do copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after. But it's an important step in the process. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that we've reduced the price as well as the setup, that we've pushed out future billing. It also does allow us to send out the PIN card to verify that you're an active business in the local area, and also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. It looks like you were successful in submitting that. You should see it asking for a, I was just about to say, you don't really have to worry about that just yet. The automated system thinks that both your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it now. That is coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. We do need to make sure that we've got all the content created before there is something to track, so we need to do the client interview first. In the next few days, though, you'll get officially the username and the password emailed out to you. There is no password just yet, but I can give you the username. The password that you'll get sent is a default password, and you can change it if you like once you're logged in. But the username will not be changeable. It is simply the phone number, the business number, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So the username on the account will always be simply 216-280-8784. And like I said, once your client dashboard is active so you can track something, you'll get that username and password emailed and texted out to you. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. The follow-up call is scheduled for Monday at 6. Other than that, we're looking forward to getting this going for you, getting your phone ringing, getting that website out there, and of course to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Okay, thank you.
Been a real pleasure speaking with you both. You guys have a wonderful day and enjoy the weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.